I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on the national debt issue we were talking about. There are two things that Biden can do on his own. In my view, he won't. I think if this were Abraham Lincoln and we were at war, he would. And maybe even with Joe Biden, if we were at war, he would. But what do you do if you have a minority party that will deliberately ruin the United States, deliberately add hundreds of billions of dollars to our interest payments on the national debt for political advantage, they think, so that somehow they can get back into power and really cripple our economy? What do you do with that? What do you do with it? Two things, and they're both kind of tricks, and they should not be done, largely because I don't think they'd have popular support. You know, if you pull out a dollar bill and look at it, that's not worth a dollar. It's just a piece of paper. It's the full faith and credit of the United States, and it's the support of the people of this country that makes it worth a dollar. One of the things that he could do is Biden could order his Secretary of Treasury to talk with the Federal Reserve and have the Federal Reserve issue a $1 trillion platinum coin or a $2 trillion platinum coin. And deposit it. Deposit it in Fort Knox. Why is that? It's not worth $1 or $2 trillion. It's just a piece of platinum. But then they could say that the assets that the Federal Reserve has been buying each month, they're buying a couple of $100 billion of bonds, printing money to do it, basically to sustain the bond market. It's a process of money management that served us well. When you have a good, prudent Federal Reserve, that in times of crisis, they will make purchases of investments. They have a couple of $1 trillion in investments, illegitimate investments. They could transfer those over and pay the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, pay the FBI, pay the Social Security checks out of that. And that would last a while, and it would thwart Moscow Mitch for a while. The problem with that is that would be ridiculed. Oh, a coin, a fake coin, and all this kind of stuff. The idea would be that when we passed an increase in the debt limit, we'd restore that money. But that is one thing that could be done. I don't advocate it largely because there are enough people in this country who wouldn't understand it and wouldn't support it. The second thing is the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, Section 4, says as follows. I'll read it to you. The validity of the public debt of the U.S. authorized by law, and that means everything that we owe, including debts incurred for payments of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, that's the wages of the Northern troops in the Civil War, shall not be questioned. And then it goes on, but the U.S. and none of the states are liable for any of the Confederacy's debts for the rebellion. And interestingly, they're not liable for the emancipation, for the cost or the loss economically of the emancipation of any slave. That's all illegal and void. In merry old England, when they basically emancipated some, slaves, civil servants and others, you know what they did? They almost bankrupted the country in the early 19th century and paid the lords and ladies that owned them. I'm not kidding. So Lord Plushbottom, the Earl of Pagoshire, you know, the Lord of Downton Abbey, these kinds of people, they got massive amounts of money in return for the freedom for slaves and indentured servants. That's the way they do it in merry old England. That's why George Washington won the Revolutionary War. But what if you just said this? It says the validity of the public debt of the U.S. authorized by law shall not be questioned. All right. Joe Biden could say, all right, I'm invoking the 14th Amendment. I direct the Secretary of Treasury, the Federal Reserve. The debt limit is raised. Do what you want. Now, here is the problem with that. Immediately, the Republicans go to court. We want to damage the United States. We want to add $250 billion a year in interest payments to the national debt. and further drive us into debt. We want to do that. Technically, we can. U.S. Supreme Court, six Republicans will say that's right. Joe Biden could say this is a wartime situation, in effect, and they have no jurisdiction to do that. And if they persist in trying to interfere, I will arrest them. And I'm the one that controls the Marine Corps and the Army, and they don't. Don't even think of coming near the White House, period, end of story. Now, you may say, come on. And you'd be right, because we're not at that stage. But let me tell you something. Abraham Lincoln was president. Supreme Court of Maryland and their legislature issued orders about the Civil War that would have interfered with Lincoln's ability to wage it. You know, he ignored it. And he didn't say this. He said, good luck. Send a regiment down from somewhere and I'll federalize them. What if the U.S. Supreme Court in 1861 said that South Carolina had a right to secede under the Constitution? There are a lot of people back there who said that. A lot of them said that. You know what Lincoln would have done? He would have arrested the Supreme Court. And they knew it. Now, I'm not advocating any of this. This is extreme constitutional crisis. But what I am trying to get across to everybody is that the Republicans are not only slowly destroying our democracy, and we've talked about that a lot, but they're slowly destroying the integrity of our economy. The Russians and the Chinese see it. That's why the Chinese keep harassing Taiwan. That's why the Russians look like they may be starting another war in the Balkans. I'm tired of it. The Republican Party will betray the United States for money. And if you don't understand that, you'd better start doing a lot more reading and listening. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning. You know, aren't these Republicans using, you know, similar tactics as they have in the past, like coercive type of techniques? You know, we're not going to raise the debt ceiling unless you do the things the way we want it to do, because you're going to get blamed for everything. I mean, they've did it in the past a lot, and then kind of like it's extortion. And you know, I'll tell you something. The way that these people are getting away with, you know, destruction and deaths and, you know, mass destruction and mass deaths caused already these past 4 years and, prior to that, injury, you know, to our country. And, you know, I've been thinking about this. I'm making a list, and I hope everybody starts making a list, and because they have done so many things that it's difficult to keep track. I have 50 notebooks, and I've been paying attention to all the states, been paying attention to our state and federal news and local news, and, you know, this is bigger than just a few people. This is people who got money, and they're playing to their masters. And they're a party of deception, distortion, delusion, dereliction, debauchery, and they use defamation, they use dishonor, they spread disease, they deflect, they do a lot of damage, and they're ending up with a lot of decay. So this is my analysis of the Republican Party as it stands for the past probably 10 years, getting worse every year, and also to date. So, Matt, this is disgusting. And I hope that we can get some defenders of our democracy to do something about this. Lawyers anywhere, please volunteer your services so we can bring a big lawsuit to stop this fraud and abuse of the American public. And that's my 2 cents for this morning, Matt, and thank you for the great show.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. I love it when you call in. Gene, you got to run for the legislature. You know what you got to do is what you just said is on a podcast. I don't know if you knew that. Everybody listening, if you call in and we have questions and answers, this show is retained as a podcast on our website. Just go on podcast, Matt Flynn Direct, click the date. You'll hear your voice. Gene, what you do is you have your campaign manager just tape what you just said, and that is your campaign announcement, and it's very, very good. Very, very strong. It's extremely good. It's extremely strong. And I'll tell you one thing worse. They are putting in a resolution that you will not be able to vote for Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Superintendent of Public Instruction, because right now they're all Democrats. Doug LaFollette, my friend Doug LaFollette, is Secretary of State. Sarah Godlewski, my friend also, Treasurer. Jill Underley, whom I don't have the pleasure of knowing, but I'm sure she'd be my friend, Secretary the head of the schools. And Evers can't veto it because it's a resolution and they're going to put it on the ballot as a constitutional amendment. You have got to organize against that. You cannot permit them to take the right to vote. To vote itself, they're already hitting you on president. They voted to overturn a lot of the Republican congressmen and legislators to overturn our presidential election. Soon you won't have an election for treasurer, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction. They are anti-democratic is a polite way of putting it. They're an authoritarian party. They don't want democracy, and now they don't want an integrity of our economy by adding a couple of hundred billion a year in national debt for no reason, absolutely no reason whatsoever. Not so as gratuitous, designed to hurt Biden, that's it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She's there, she's everywhere, but she's really here.